Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
And Robbie the Degenerate.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do. An hour Tua of the show, a pun if you will, because we have the best quarterback in all the NFL now here in Miami, so why not celebrate it? Very exciting. Robbie, did you see the special last? I'm so mad I missed the special last week. My man Bucky Brooks, apparently, they put this whole thing together on him.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Where can I find this? Bucky, show me where the the category is on Tua Hub so I can go watch this, man. Where can I find this?
Bucky Brooks loves Tua. Like, even back pre-draft, like, you know, he would always rank Tua ahead of Joe Burrow.
Oh, my guy. All right, you know what? Bucky Brooks, that's my guy right now, Bucky Brooks. He was like, at some point, I was reading in Barry Jackson's column, he says, quote, at some point, he will lead the Dolphins to the throne. To the throne.
Whoa.
That's a beautiful thing to write. I mean, shout out to Bucky Brooks.
But I remember we were mad at him because he kept driving up the price for Tua because he couldn't stop glowing about Tua. He's like, no, Bucky.
I know. But, well, you know what, though? At least I know that's how he is. You know, shout out to Bucky Brooks for feeling this way about Tua Tagovailoa. I love it.
Are we trying to get him on the show?
Yeah, let's do it. You want to talk to Bucky Brooks, Leroy? This dude loves Tua. I mean, this is my guy. This is my guy right here.
I think a lot of people, look, it's okay to love him, and I don't have a problem. I definitely like Tua. I'm not saying that. But what the things that I'm talking about and the things that you're talking about are two different things, right? Like, whether we think Tua is good, we both agree on that. Whether Tua is going to be what anybody thinks he is, I can say I don't know yet. Because he hasn't played one down to NFL football. That's it. That's it. You're willing to make the assumption based on nothing that you can tell when a quarterback is going to be great or not. And I'm like, man, it's a crapshoot. You don't know. You hope it works out. They got their guy. They got a quarterback who would have been a number one pick, if not hurt, maybe, right? And then you go from there. But you got your guy. Now you hope it works out. That's how it works.
His high school coach in the special, Robbie, said, the way he spins it, he's got a gift.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Heard that too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know who spun the crap out of the ball? Jamarcus Russell.
He says he drops dimes. Yeah. Love it.
Jamarcus Russell just had a cannon. We don't know if he spun the crap out of the ball. We just had a major cannon.
Yeah. Hey. Did he spin it?
James Winston did. He spun it to everybody.
Oh, led the league in passing last year, Rob. That's pretty good. As long as Tua knows what which team to throw it to, that's pretty good.
I mean, how many yards? Let's think about this. How many yards would he have thrown for if he didn't have 30 picks?
I don't know. How many yards did he throw for backwards?
But then again, if he didn't throw 30 picks, he's probably more conservative with the football. He's not throwing the ball as much.
Not necessarily. No. Dude, that offense is as wide open as it gets. It's the next thing. The last time I saw offense like what he runs, the coach at Tampa, was the greatest show on turf. And basically, here's what you understand about that. And that's why you have to wonder, Tom Brady going to take some hits because he's going to hold the ball a little bit longer. The reads are going to be a little bit deeper. They're not running quick slants. They're running deep square ends. That's just that offense. But when the Rams were in St. Louis, here's how that deal worked. They didn't have hot routes, right? The whole point of the Mark system is you hold the ball as long as you can. We want to get more guys out in the route. So if you notice, all the quarterbacks that played on the Marks got hit a lot, but they had more success. And so that's, you know, some offensive coaches have those little tweaks in the offense to where they're not going to have 8-man protections.
Trent Dilfer, he says, I've personally never seen a prospect as good as Tua. I think the kid is beyond special. A lot of guys are twitchy, but they may lack power. A lot of guys are powerful, but they lack twitch. Tua, he's the ultimate combination of both. He has Russell Wilson-type twitch in my eyes.
Okay. This twitch coming from a guy that spent most of his life in football. Hold on. No.
Twitch, bro.
We are gonna get to the bottom of this.
He's got twitch.
Here. I've been around football a lot of my life. Mm-hmm, I don't claim to be an expert. Don't claim to be a guru. Don't claim to be any of those things. I give you the best knowledge that I have in the sport, but I wouldn't consider myself.
You get good knowledge.
What the hell is twitch?
Oh, Robbie, you know what twitch is.
No, before you smile.
No, you know what twitch is.
No, before you smile.
You know when you see it.
You happy because your guy got it. Tell me what it is.
All right, give me a quarterback. I'll tell you if they got twitch or not.
No. Tell me what twitch is.
Twitch is like, you know, it's just like, it's that giddy up, baby. It's that giddy up. You know, it's that little extra spark. Some guys, you know.
By the way.
I'll give you a guy who's.
I set you up.
I'll give you a guy.
That's not what it means.
Oh, it is. Because like Ben Roethlisberger, he's powerful, but he don't got twitch. He don't got twitch. Okay? Patrick Mahomes, he got twitch. He got twitch. Twitch and power. All right? Russell Wilson.
Is that
like
because he was the MVP?
Well, no. I think
so. Does Cam have twitch and power? He won an MVP.
Does Cam have twitch and power? Does he have twitch?
Does Lamar Jackson have twitch and power?
Oh, he's got twitch. He's got twitch. Does he have power? I would say it's like a 70-30. Tua's a right in the middle, 50-50, right? He's got it both. Even Steven, okay? But Lamar Jackson's more like a 70-30 guy. Aaron Rodgers, I go 60 power, 40 twitch.
What about Tom Brady?
I would say Tom Brady's more power finesse. Not twitch. He's got a twitch.
Okay, what's twitch?
See, like, you know, it's this thing where the things are firing off all at the right time, Leroy. Explosive. It's not explosiveness. I don't want to say explosiveness because that's explosiveness. That's a different thing. But it's like, you know, it's kind of like how the fibers help you explode. Almost like, you know what dynamite is? It's like the igniter to dynamite. You know what I'm saying, right, Robbie?
You know what you sound like right now? You sound like the kids from Talladega Nights. I don't know what that means, but I love it.
You know that you have jacked up on Mountain Dew.
You have absolutely no idea what he's talking about.
Oh, no, no.
But
no,
you
no.
said, he said, Tua has it, I'm in.
No, he says he's got that and power. He's got the combo.
I don't know what Twitch means either, but I would guess when you think of Twitch, you think of more of a quick release. So Marino probably had both.
Oh, Lira, sounds like you're starting to play the game.
I think you like it.
I'm not playing.
I think you're in. I think you're in.
I'm not playing. I'm not playing the game.
You know who never had
First of all, I can't play the game with Tobin because Tobin still doesn't know what Twitch means.
No, I know what it means.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You have no idea.
I'll tell you who didn't have Twitch.
Tua and Twitch, and you're like, I like it.
I know who didn't have Twitch. Tannehill. Tannehill was all power, no Twitch. You know, all very forced, almost robotic. Hey, power.
And
not Twitch.
I'm curious to know what Trent Dilfer would think about his throwing ability.
Well, listen, I don't know, but you know, he's put that part of his life aside and he's now gone on to guru.
My goodness.
And don't mistake Twitch for wiggle. Not the same thing.
Tua don't have wiggle because his hips are still not.
Not
right.
The same thing. Not the same thing. Don't.
Does Dak have? Does Dak have wiggle?
Dak has. You know, Dak has some twitch. We've seen that twitch with his hips. Yeah, he's got twitch.
I mean, Sam Darnold has twitch too, but it's from seeing ghosts.
His eyes have twitch.
It's a shame. It's a shame that he said that, right? But everybody in football knew what he meant. It didn't mean what everybody came out and said. He's seeing ghosts, right? I mean, basically it's a quarterback that gets tricked a lot. You know, he thought it was cover two and it was cover three. He thought it was two deep zone and it was one single man deep, like stuff like that. So they move around a lot. That's kind of what seeing ghosts is.
Let's hit the headlines, Robbie. What do we got here, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The other thing is that DJ and Cam have just been running so well. It's, you know, it's hard to like, okay, take those guys out right now. And those guys have not been overworked either up to this point. And I think Coach Hickson has done a really good job of balancing out the carries and the workload of those two guys thus far. And yeah, DJ's, he's sneaky fast or something, man. I don't know. You know, I tell the coach, the staff, I'm like, he doesn't look that fast, but he continually just runs for long runs. You know what I mean? And he's got good wiggle. I think he's got really good vision.
That was Dan Enos way back in the day saying DJ Dallas had good wiggle.
Where's Dan? Just like you said, just like Trent Dilfer said, he's got good twitch, right?
Yeah.
That's like a coach saying about a running back. He's got good vision. Like, yeah, okay. You know whose vision sucked? Kalen Ballage.
Oof.
He couldn't see social distancing.
Not kidding.
I told you, it's not that. It's not that.
By the way, Twitch is what I know of Twitch is. That's the site where you go to watch the simulated action. Twitch, and I believe they just partnered with Entercom.
They did just partner with Entercom. We just partnered with Twitch. We partnered with Tua.
Great. I'm excited. Well,
So, Toby, you know how ESPN's been dropping all these lists, especially come football season, and some of them have been hating the Dolphins more than others? Well, they came out with the NFL Future Power Rankings, projections for all 32 teams for the next 3 years.
Ooh.
And there's five categories. There's, you know, quarterback. There's the roster with the rest of the roster. There's the draft. There's front office. And there's coaching. And the Dolphins, on the list of 32 teams, they're higher than I thought they would be. They were ranked 20th. Tied for 20th.
I mean, a little disrespectful. I mean, in 3 years, you don't think the Dolphins are going to be winning the Super Bowl? That's silly. We'll see. I mean, listen, the way to play close to the vest, ESPN.
Yeah, Lewis Riddick and Field Yates and a couple others are on this panel that made this list.
I mean, all right. It's enough with this Field Yates. All right. Can we all agree? Can we all agree?
He looks like he's 12.
Looks like the guy should be selling me Thin Mints.
Oh, really? Wow.
So here's what it says. Why they're here. This is according to Field Yates. Perspective is important in life and in future power rankings. The Dolphins make a leap from last year because of a clear path to progress. The right coach and general manager duo, a potential franchise quarterback at Tua Tagovailoa, a roster that showed a competitive spirit last year, and an infusion of talent through free agency and the draft. Things are looking up.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. If you're saying in 3 years the Dolphins have moved up, let's say you have them 30th, and you have them moving below league average, that's not great. That's not great at all. So I don't know what he's thinking as far as like, oh, this is a real move in the right direction. No, I'm saying if the Dolphins are probably a below average team in 3 years, you got questions about a lot of moves that they've made.
Somebody said, rank these in order: twitch, wiggle, and twerk.
Whoa.
Well, if your quarterback is out there dropping it like it's hot, that's never a good sign.
So, well, is it a quarterback? Are we talking about an IG model, or are we talking about a quarterback?
I know. Because I guess if you're talking about an IG model, twitch would be when they pop that thing. Boom, 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 boom. Whereas wiggle, they just shake it. Yeah. No, that would be more of a wiggle.
Yeah, the books say that they didn't twerk. It was just, I guess it just did a lot of twitching and wiggling.
Of course they didn't twerk.
It was close.
That's no, it wasn't close. It wasn't even close. My God.
Not really their thing.
No. No. Not their thing. Not their thing. You, they showed you a little butt and you guys hyperventilated. Ooh, they twerked. No, they didn't. Stop.
By the way, Toby, number 32 on this list, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, understandable. The worst.
It's weird because
they'll be in London in 3 years anyway.
As bad as you feel about Jacksonville, they've had more success than Cleveland.
Yeah, they've had a lot more success. I saw this the other day where somebody was like, yeah, Jacksonville.
The Dolphins.
The Jacksonville has made the AFC Championship three more times in their existence than the Cowboys have.
Well, no, that's not true.
It is.
During the time the Jaguars have been in existence.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. I got you.
It's like the Marlins have won more World Series titles than the Braves. Well, that's actually true.
Yeah, that actually is true because the Braves suck.
But yeah, the Jaguars, by the way, they ranked number 31 in overall roster, 32 in quarterback, 31 in coaching. I think I may know who number 32 is. 29 in draft, and 31 in front office.
You think the Jets are 32?
Are they 32? Because that would make that would make me so happy.
They got talent.
Well, I know the Jets are overall 28th on the list. Yes, the Jets are 32 in coaching.
Yeah, Field Yates is back. Everybody know, easy to now spot a bum when he's got a cardboard sign. We'll work for plays. That's what Adam Gase says on the street corner.
No, he's not.
He doesn't want money. He wants ideas. Bum.
Oh, my goodness.
Got anything else, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the Dolphins. The Dolphins were 26th in overall roster, minus the quarterback, 19th in quarterback, 16th in coaching, 10th in draft, and 14th in front office.
I mean, having those coaches already there in first year projections, pretty good. I would just say that.
Here, is it possible? This is a Fugazi list. It is literally impossible to have top 15 front office, top 15 coaching, and your team be 20th. It's not possible.
I agree.
Well, the overall
not possible.
What do they have the overall roster at?
26.
It's not. That means your GM is supposed to get fired. If your talent that the GM has collected is only 26th?
It's a good segue because I actually did have a question. We had some Dolphins news yesterday regarding their draft class, and I actually do have a question about Chris Greer, but we'll get to it on the other side of it. All right, welcome back, everybody. I don't know if I give you a big sniff right over the air. I apologize if that was the case. Listen, you don't want me to do it? Put me in the studio like you did apparently Joe Rose today.
Oh, I didn't know we were supposed to reveal that.
Whatever, man. Just telling the truth. My cough button back. My sniff button back. How am I supposed to discreetly do my cocaine?
It's all right. Gillette's not listening.
Yeah, he's not listening. What is it? It's, not, it's 7:20. He doesn't listen for another hour and a half. If it's our day, Robbie, we don't even know if it's our day to listen. Probably not. Could barely get a text back from Gillette yesterday. He Mark Stein'd me. Basically, Mark Stein. He finally got back to me at like the end of the day. I was like, oh, glad I can make your make the rundown of the day.
Are you shocked?
No, not really. But I know if a survey had to be done, I would be hit up nonstop.
Oh my goodness.
I know if some corporate thing had to be done, I would be hit up nonstop. But if I had something, then, you know, here we go. We sit back. We wait. Let's give you an update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros, $79 service. Call the pros that know AirPros, acrepair.com. Yesterday, the NFL and the Players Union, they did agree to COVID testing protocol, Leroy. So this whole thing this weekend didn't seem like...
The plan was out. They just didn't share it with him. It seems that way.
Guess so. So it doesn't seem like it was as much concern as maybe it was led on by all these players on social media and whatnot. Or maybe there wasn't. It got everybody's attention. Who knows? But they agreed all players will be tested daily for the first 2 weeks of training camp. Health professionals will only pull back on the frequency if the positivity rate drops below 5%. They say a player who tests positive but is asymptomatic is barred from the team's practice facility for at least 10 days, must test twice negative within 5 days of the initial test. COVID positive player with symptoms cannot return for at least 10 days after symptoms first appear and at least 72 hours after he last experienced them. Let's see. Player who come into contact with the person with symptoms must isolate, undergo testing. If his test comes back negative, he can return to the facility. Player who comes in contact with a COVID-19 person must twice have tests come back negative before they are allowed to return. So
that was crazy because if one player gets it done, the whole team fall into that?
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But look, hopefully these players can, be safe within how they're doing it. The NBA came back, their tests, Leroy, nobody, and the bubble seems clean. Everybody who tested, nobody came back with positive tests. So that's great news.
Keep in mind the positive guys they didn't bring. So
right, but still, like it's at least working, even with all Snitchy. Your plan is working.
So far, so good.
as
long as Jarrett Smith and Hassan Whiteside are in your league, Snitchy gonna have a job.
You know, I had a question. I had a question. I don't mean to be cynical, okay? I don't mean to be cynical. All right,
yes, you do. But
I was perusing the internet yesterday, and this just happened to come up on my feed because I follow him on Instagram, and it says, loading, big cheese. For the ones that counted me out and preyed on my downfall, no U-turns this time around. And for the ones that were by my side, thank you. Let's ball. Hashtag Philly cheese. Hashtag bet on yourself and double down. Now, I know this bet on yourself and double down.
I thought that was J.R. Smith.
I know bet on yourself and double down has been his thing for a while. However, are you able to bet on yourself and double down if you already busted? I'm asking this.
I'm asking as a guy
who's not a gambling aficionado, Robbie. Because I was just curious. I was like, bet on yourself and double down, bro. You bet on yourself and then you got released.
Yeah, kicked out of the table.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's gonna take a marker out.
I found it weird. Like, those who preyed on my downfall. What? You didn't want to come off the bench. Nobody preyed on your downfall. Anyway, he's probably gonna be holding up the trophy at the end of the year. Whatever. Kick rocks.
Finals MVP.
Finals MVP. Philly cheese.
That'd be a million to one odds.
Oh, it has to be so fat. Because LeBron has to tear his Achilles if that happens.
Speaking of fat, I wonder what Philly cheese is looking like right now.
I don't know. He looks good in this Photoshop picture with the purple.
Photoshop?
Yeah, it's got like the purple shadows. He kind of looks like the Joker.
The Black Joker.
Yeah, I'll send you the picture.
Jack Hermanson?
By the way. No, you know what? I'm going to save it.
What happened?
Well, because I've been paying attention recently to society. And I do most of my thinking in Publix and Walmart, because that's when you observe the most variety of people. Rich, poor, female, male, big, small, whatever. The grocery store got it all. And I've come to the conclusion that women drivers never let you cross.
I guess pedestrians?
Yes. Hmm. But they will look at you like you're not a man if you don't let them cross. Case in point, I was crossing the striped area at the grocery store.
So you were in the crosswalk?
Yeah, or getting ready to go in the crosswalk. And this lady, I started walking, and she almost gunned it to try to beat me before, because if I went, there was five people behind me.
Right.
So she tried to gun it and get by me, and I had to stop, drop, and roll like SWAT to get to the other side of the street at the grocery store. So I throw my hands up, right? And she gives me the evil eye, and I said to her, hey, how's about stopping at that stop sign? Because there's usually a stop sign there.
Right.
And I'm like, man, as a guy, when you driving, lady walking by with grandma or her little kid, oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. But if it's the other way, I'm like, why is this? Just pay attention. Pay attention. We usually, I pay attention to minute things. But next time you go to the grocery store and you're going across the street, watch who will let you pass and who won't.
They're all supposed to let you pass. I mean, pedestrians get the right of way. You would think
that women would be more inclined to be courteous simply because, you know, people are being friendly with them. Nope. I'm telling you. Check it out. Man, just pay attention.
Leroy hosing down all women as non.
No, I'm not.
As non-cross.
Not all women. What I said was.
Deadspin.
What group of drivers is more inclined to not let you cross the crosswalk?
I'm not making that a poll today. You can make that a poll if you want.
Oh, it's true. It's accurate. Look, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I'm just reporting the stats. Leroy stats. That's what that is. Because I pay attention.
Hmm. Well, you know what?
Person in South Florida to give me the arm bar is go time.
I'll get to the Chris Greer thing in a little bit, because we got to get to our favorite part of Tuesday. The damage is done.
The damage is done, my friend.
Seems like a good segue after Leroy hoses down an entire gender of drivers.
I didn't hose down a whole entire gender.
You kind of did.
All right. Well, go next time you go to the grocery store, pay attention. And okay. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm not.
All right. Well, how many women drivers do I have to let me cross before I'm allowed to say you were wrong? Just one?
No, you don't have to do it. I'm saying over the next few times you go, pay attention, not just to when you cross, but when other people cross, who is more inclined to give you the go ahead, buddy, and who's more inclined to gun it? Right? And Whole Foods is the worst. You know why? There's a red light right on the other side of the crosswalk. So if that light is green and it says there's a stop sign that says let pedestrians pass, you try to get them to stop with that light being green.
If you guys want to text in your nominees or even call 786-360.
No cursing.
0790. Don't curse. All right. We've tried this with a couple of callers. They get a little willy-nilly with the language. 786-360. 360 0790, of course, unless you want to be hilarious, then, you know.
No cursing. Right, even right, if it's hilarious.
Sorry, Robbie. Sorry. 786-360-0790. Damage is done, my friend. Next.
Gone. The damage done.
Damage is done, my friend.
All right, it's time to get to our favorite game, everybody. The damage is done, my friend.
Play
this game every Tuesday at this time in honor, of course, of the great security guard from the Cincinnati Bengals. You can text the show, 786-360-0790. You can call as well, 786-360-0790. Got a couple people on hold that we're going to get to. So I'll get to my nominee real quick first, and that is Leroy Horde for that weak-ass attempt at chugging beer this past weekend. You should be ashamed of yourself. Bum performance. You said you could outdrink Myers Leonard. You couldn't even outdrink Tobin.
Damage is done, my friend.
I accept my fate. I accept my fate. And maybe I bit off more I could chew with all that beer. But I'm going to make a comeback.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Like Rocky?
Yep. We're gonna do cups.
When are we doing cups? You want to do that this weekend?
Whatever floats your boat, baby.
All right. Because I got all this. I got this Bud Light in the fridge. I don't know what to do with it. Because I look at it and I'm like, ugh.
Red Solo Cup.
Three Red Solo Cups. Oh. Two out of three.
Yep. Red Solo Cups.
I don't know. No. Hold on one second. No Red Solo Cup. Has to be Clear Solo Cup. I don't trust you.
What are you talking about?
You tried shenanigans on me this past week with the dump ball.
It just kind of happened.
No, it just kind of happened
and I went with it.
Leroy's putting apple juice in there.
Yeah, I don't trust you. I need to be Clear Solo Cup.
Lil Snitchy would not be there this time. Jeez.
What do you got, Leroy? What's your nominee?
Lil Snitchy.
Oh, your daughter?
Yeah. Lil Snitchy, who has not figured out that all things don't need to be said, or once daddy had gotten away with a little something, she should have just let it slide.
Oh, you weren't getting away with that. We all saw it on the camera.
Nobody saw.
I noticed it right
away. I didn't see. I was in
right.
there.
I was in there.
Cheeks deep in suds.
Right. I'm telling you.
What do you got, Robbie?
Tell me, by the way, I love how you finished just in case. Like, man, you thought for a second that Leroy actually won, but you had to finish.
I finished for pride. I thought I was finishing for pride, and instead I'm here lapping him.
David Njoku.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently, he asked for a trade, but now apparently he wants to get Cleveland back on his side after demanding a trade.
Well,
Njoku.
Damage is done, my friend.
Yeah, Cleveland's not the most understanding fan base in the world, David.
Hey, here's the problem. Periodically in life, we have certain people who think that they are in the same echelon as these other folks.
Yep.
So Njoku is with, you know, Odell Beckham. He's with Jarvis Landry. He's with all these great players on that team, right? So he thinks he's great. And he can start making demands. Pipe down, dude. Like, we see it all the time. Like, really? Really? We see it all the time in sports, right? Right? Yep. Like, somebody just said, Dak gonna get paid more, gonna get paid more money than Patrick Mahomes. No, he's not.
That's what, somebody did say that.
Well, because here, they're gonna finagle it because of the way the contract's drawn up. So he may get more money early on because it's a big contract, but the way the contract is set up, he ain't gonna never see that $500 million. But it sounds good.
786-360-0790. Let's go to Jimmy. Damage is done, my friend.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Leroy, big fan. I'm from Youngstown, Ohio. So I was a Browns fan watching him when I was a little boy. And I just wanted to say it was a breath of fresh air hearing you say that about the female drivers, because you're 100% right. And you know what? I heard a little bit of a cuck inside the host's voice. He was a little scared because he may be reprimanded by your media bosses. But God bless you, brother. I agree. They're the worst drivers. And much more.
At the crosswalk. At the crosswalk. Let's clarify. At the crosswalk.
Yeah. Hey, man. Like, yeah. Look, this is years. This is years for, I've been around a while. This is not, I'm not just making this up from a Tuesday. This has been a evaluated process. The Leroy evaluation process takes time.
You're doing a thesis.
It's like, I realize, do you know what you're saying? You're married to a woman. Do you understand? And after this happens over and over and over again, you're like, something has to be said. So I said it. That's right. I said it.
Damage is done, my friend.
Oh. Run for president.
No.
Get the bricks, Jimmy.
All right.
We're too busy for that. Mauricio, damage is done, my friend.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Shout out to our Tua. I'm sorry, Leroy, but I got to double down, man. Damage is done, my friend. You embarrassed yourself, man. You're claiming, oh, I'm from Louisiana, this and that. I drink beer. What? Man, you embarrassed yourself, man. Shout out to my boy Tobin. Held it down.
I'm going to eat it. I got to eat it. Damn, I got to eat it. I'm not going to backtrack. I'm not going to wiggle. Look, bit off more than I could chew. Right?
Somebody says, I saw your ass, Leroy, while Tobin looked like a hamster.
Talk about when the beer went down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so now everybody's claiming they saw it. Right.
Leroy trying to walk back his statement once he's realized he's insulted all women drivers. The damage is done, my friend.
The damage is done, my friend.
Oh, gosh.
Damage is done, my friend. Someone who claimed they are a sports juggernaut and yet Amber Heard the bed. Sad. Chuck Norris will manhandle you.
No, look, that's a whole different look. I'm not backing down on that.
Oh, Chuck?
Right. Huh?
All right.
Somebody said, hi, Leroy, this is HR. The following are topics to avoid in 2020. Number one, women driver. That's it.
That's the list. Oh, man. I got one for you.
What's up?
David Beckham.
No, come on.
No, it has to be said. It has to be said.
You can't attack somebody you call Handsome Bex.
He is Handsome Bex. Listen, he is going out, but Handsome Bex, he's trying to charm us like he charms the ladies, okay? Inter Miami, they dropped to 0-5, all right? They stink. All right, first expansion team to ever lose their first five matches. So what does Handsome Bex do? He's trying to calm the tension. We haven't seen him. I haven't seen him post about anything. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Leroy, he comes with a sexy pose. Let me get you this pose just so you can understand what I'm seeing here. Because he really is trying to run up the score so everybody doesn't get mad at him. But Handsome Bex, he comes with a post, and I'll quote him here on this one so you guys can get a real flavor of what he was saying. But David Beckham posts, sometimes the road is long and you need to take a breather. Manchester United, Real Madrid, La Liga. The Premiership wasn't built in a day, love. Teams, players, and clubs need time to flourish, but when they do, all the hard times seem so distant. It's important to take time to reflect on what we have achieved so far. I'm proud of my team, our club, and the amazing fans we have. Patience is a virtue. Hashtag Famira. Now, look, David, Handsome Bex. All right, you're giving me the sexy pose in your camera. You're making love to the camera. It's hard to stay mad at you. However, the damage is done, my friend. You're 0-5, okay?
The damage is done, my friend.
0-5. And every time we go into these games, all the Inter Miami fans are telling me, all right, I'm with you. I'm part of the Pinks, all right? I'm part of the Siege, all right? The Herons. All I'm hearing is this team stinks. We got this. And yet here we stand, zero wins. And what are you doing? I got to be honest with you, Leroy. He sounds like British Manny Diaz to me. Because we all killed Manny Diaz when
somebody
he was sitting
him
up here.
British Adam Gase. Adam Gase of the MLS.
We all sat up here when Adam Gase said, LSU went to Troy and you know, lost in Baton Rouge, and now they're number one. Look where they are. That's exactly what Beckham is doing, because he's comparing Inter Miami to Real Madrid. Now, look, I barely know soccer from bocce ball, but I know Real Madrid is good and has done things. All right, Manchester United, very famous. The Pinks stink. Don't compare him, David Beckham. You take your losses like a champ, and we move on.
Damage don't tell done,
me,
my friend.
Don't tell me. You know this wasn't built in a day. All that. The damage is done, my friend.
I got one.
What you got?
Somebody sent me a video yesterday, and I didn't believe it. There's a guy pulls up to the gas station, pops open the little cap, goes to put gas in the car. The nozzle doesn't fit. He's trying to put gas in the Tesla.
No. I don't believe that. I see it right now. Did you see the viral one of the lady who backed out and reversed like three times and couldn't get her gas on the right side? Like she kept driving around the gas station like four or five times. People were spying on her. And she couldn't figure out what side her pump was on. I was like, there's no way this is real. I don't believe the Tesla video.
He does can't be real. Especially when he just got the car.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
Now I can see why the stock is so high.
Hey, even if it was a joke, I wouldn't do that, right?
No. All right. That's another fine version of damage is done, my friend. Ron Ralston is going to join us in the final hour of today's program. When we come back, I want to get to this this news about the Dolphins. They have signed another one of their draft picks. And interesting things coming up for Chris Greer. We'll talk about that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.